spiritual paternity in the East, spiritual direction in the West. Whatever you choose to call it, the need for a guiding hand, a person to help deepen and sustain the faith of men and women down the centuries, has been a constant figure since the days of the early church. In the Orthodox world, however, this tradition of spiritual paternity plays a particularly important role, and it's this rich tradition that is at the heart of a four-day international conference opening on Thursday at the Monastery of Beauzée in northern Italy. The monastery houses a community of Catholic and Protestant men and women, and since its foundation in the wake of the Second Vatican Council, has become a renowned centre for ecumenical dialogue. This conference forms part of that effort to promote greater understanding between the divided Christian churches, and it brings together some 400 participants, bishops, priests, religious and lay men and women from the different denominations across East and Western Europe.
I think that we can learn a lot from the concept of spiritual father in Orthodoxy, just as undoubtedly the Orthodox will be learning many things about the development of the science of spiritual direction, if you wish, as it has developed in our Western culture, in our Latin Church, down the recent centuries.
As Secretary of the Pontifical Council for the Promotion of Christian Unity, Bishop Brian Farrell is representing the Vatican at this important ecumenical conference.
This is the 16th edition of what we might call study days on different aspects of Orthodox theology and spirituality. This has been a very successful series and now draws people from most of the Orthodox churches as well as many Catholics, including bishops, priests, lay people, theologians. And I think one of the great things about this annual meeting is the fact that so many young people attend. Now, the series started 16 years ago, I think, exactly. And in the beginning, it was like two conferences. One was on Greek-centered spirituality or theology, and the other was on Slav theology or spirituality. Now, both are together, which is also to be seen as a progress in the climate of dialogue and closeness that is growing at the level of spirituality. This is very important. We have, on the one hand, the more academic, theological dialogues, which search for a way forward in understanding the theological differences between the churches. But at the level of spirituality, it's important to make progress in living the gospel in ways that are understandable to the various traditions, in ways where we can learn from each other, because there are enormous riches in the West and in the East which can complement each other and help each other. And I think the present conference is something on which Western and Eastern Christians can learn so much from each other.
Let's look then at this concept of spiritual paternity, which is described as being at the very heart of Orthodox spirituality. What do we really understand by this term?
Well, most Catholics will be familiar with the term spiritual direction, which is the presence in the life of a Christian who is trying to develop a deeper spirituality, a deeper relationship with Christ, of a guide, somebody who, with experience, somebody who is considered to be able to transmit the rules of discernment, for example, the famous rules of St. Ignatius of Loyola. We all understand what that's about. So here we have a constant in the spiritual life of the Church, which goes back to the very first centuries, where you have particular people who, because of their holiness, their personal holiness, because of their wisdom, because of the attraction that they exercise in drawing disciples to themselves, they have been fathers, they have been teachers of the gospel and have helped people to develop in their growth towards the full maturity of Christ, of which St. Paul speaks. Now, this concept has always been there. And if you look at the monastic life, then you think of stability. And you think of the monks or the nuns who for years and years and years are guided towards holiness by the abbot or the abbess or somebody who is particularly capable. Now, this concept, this reality in the life of the church has produced enormous fruits. And there's a whole literature, if we just think of so many of the fathers of the church and of later saints and so forth who have written about the rules of the spiritual life, the ascent of the mountain, the discernment of the good spirits from the bad spirits in our spiritual life. There's a whole world of writings on this theme. Now, what is particular about this conference is the fact that here you have people who are quite expert and competent looking at this tradition in Orthodoxy, because it is there too that the monastic model has continued and still continues very strongly to our day. Not to say that this doesn't exist in our monasteries in the West, it does. But there is, surrounding the figure of the spiritual father in Orthodox, in the Orthodox world, a very high consideration. These are people who sustain communities, they sustain the people in general. Spirituality in the Orthodox world survives and grows around the monastery. And so these spiritual fathers have exercised and continue to exercise great influence.
It's easy to see, as you say, within the monastic tradition, how this continues to be a vital part of the spirituality of the church today here in the West. Yes. Outside, within, for example, lay society, it's much harder to see how this tradition can be continued, and yet how important it is with so many people seeking, for example, within yes. Buddhism or other Oriental faiths, this figure, this spiritual guide.
Yes. Well, I do think that here in what we would call the West, let's say in our own Catholic Church, there is a boom of this kind of spiritual direction and people doing particular forms of retreats and learning to pray and being directed. But men and women are becoming spiritual directors and having a great deal of good success in leading people to a deeper life of prayer and a deeper spirit according to the gospel. I think this is something that we can also help the Orthodox to understand, that is, that this is not something limited to the monastic world, but it's something for every Christian, and therefore that lay people have a particular role in bringing that, what we might call the intensity of the spiritual quest, into the ordinary day life of people, and not leaving it for the experts, the monks or the priests or the, no, it's for everybody.
And my thanks there to Bishop Brian Farrell, Secretary of the Pontifical Council for the Promotion of Christian Unity.